Now, for something a bit different, new thinner, more flexible superconducting cables have been developed. Superconducting materials are materials whose electrical resistance drops to completely zero when they're cooled far enough. There are two major different types. There are low-temperature superconductors, which work below about minus 263 degrees Celsius, or 10 degrees above absolute zero. These are often conventional metals, and they're easy to bend, but you need immensely good insulation and liquid helium and things to keep them cold, which makes them very, very impractical for anything other than something like an MRI scanner. And then there are high-temperature superconductors, which can work up to around 77 degrees above absolute zero, which is far easier to achieve. It's liquid nitrogen temperatures, which you slosh around in physics labs all the time. These would be ideal for carrying current, but unfortunately they are all brittle ceramics, so similar physically to a china teacup, which makes making cables out of them very, very difficult.
They're not going to bend easily.
The only way to make them at all flexible is to use incredibly thin pieces of superconductor, which makes them just about flexible enough. Despite this, most superconducting cables are still so brittle they have to be wound around large formers, sort of metres across, making them very, very difficult to feed through some kind of tubing or ducting anywhere you want to install them. Now, Danko van der Laan has improved this significantly by using a slightly different superconductor called gadolinium barium copper oxide, or GBCO, whose superconducting properties are no better than the other standard IBCO, but it degrades much more slowly when it's bent slightly. This has allowed him to wind the superconducting tapes around a copper former that's only about 6 millimetres in diameter. This means the cable can bend around much smaller circles. They've managed to successfully bend it around a diameter of about 25 centimetres, while still being able to carry a current of 1,200 amps.
Gosh, that's a lot. So would this work then if you were to industrially try and apply this? So you've got this material now which will bend around corners and things. So would you use it by putting it in another tube that could carry, say, liquid nitrogen to keep it very cold? So you'd have a very small cable but capable of carrying an enormous current, but it would have to be ensheathed in something that was capable of being very cold.
Yeah, that's right. You'd then have to put some liquid nitrogen pipes around it and then possibly some insulation around it. But all liquid nitrogen pipes and insulation can all be made flexible, so that's not a major problem. Just this single cable is carrying about half the power of one of the big, you know, huge 400 kilovolt cables. So it's a really serious amount of power you could put through this if you insulated it well enough. And this could possibly make it practical for installing it in things like ships or aircraft, which the US military is very interested in, so they can make their ships electric powered. So you have a huge generator and you can still use quite a thin cable to get down to a big, possibly even superconducting motor underneath, which saves lots of weight and means your ships are a lot faster.
And if you'd like to read up on anything else we've covered so far this week, the references and transcripts for each of the news stories we've discussed are online, and they're at thenakedscientists.com/news.
Reacting to the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.